Why did Britain become and remain a nuclear power? Against this backdrop of the gradual realisation of Britain's declining power, the Labour cabinet in 1947 decided to manufacture a British atomic bomb. It was a crucial decision. The fact that Britain became and remained a nuclear power facilitated Britain's claim to a place in the top tier of nations, or later, at least, to a place as a leading power of the second rank. After 1958, when links were restored with the United States, Britain's possession of a nuclear deterrent underscored Britain's position as the United States' privileged ally. Furthermore, nuclear weapons helped Britain to remain a leading power within Western Europe, locking the United States into the defence of Europe. For these reasons, the British felt that their deterrent contributed to stability in Europe, and hence helped to guard against the possibility that West Germany would seek to develop their own bomb. There is a surprising degree of consensus amongst historians as to why Britain chose to go nuclear, although some disagreement of emphasis as to whether deterring the Soviet Union, influencing America, or remaining a great power was the most important factor. Despite Britain's participation in the Manhattan Project, the wartime race to develop the atomic bomb, in 1946 America cut Britain out from further collaboration in nuclear development. America's dropping of the atom bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 spurred the USSR to develop their weapons program. Prime Minister Clement Attlee wrote, "The answer to an atomic bomb in London was an atomic bomb on another great city." Britain could not rely on America to defend it, and possession of the bomb would provide Britain with a better means to influence American policy. Later, in the thermonuclear era, planners believed that only an independent British bomb would deter the Soviet Union. Without a British weapon, the USSR could assume that the US would not come to Europe's defence. However, throughout the whole Cold War period, a further decisive factor was to sustain Britain's international power. Foreign Secretary Ernest Bevin declared, "We've got to have this thing over here, whatever it costs. We've got to have a bloody Union Jack on top of it."